This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The state crop report says much-needed rain was reported across Illinois during the week ending July 16th. Precip averaged 1.3 inches, and that was about a half an inch above normal. Topsoil moisture supply rated 6% very short, 28% short, 63% adequate, and 3% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 5% very short, 28% short, 66% adequate, and 1% surplus. Corn silking jumped to 63% compared to 68% for the 5-year average, and corn condition rated 2% very poor, 7% poor, 29% fair, 47% good, and 15% excellent. Soybeans blooming reached 56% compared with 57% last year, and soybean setting pods was at 17% compared to 14% last year. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 8% poor, 23% fair, 56% good, and 11% excellent. Well, this morning we'll check in with a farmer from Carrollton to see how fields are looking in Greene County. Rob Hall says fields look okay, but they're in desperate need of some rain, or yields are really going to suffer during the hot weather forecasted this week.
I've been farming here in Carrollton area for, ever since I got out of college, but I started way before that helping Dad when I was young, and my dad worked with me until about 15 years ago, and he had a heart attack and stroke, and at that time I was in a quandary is how I was going to get crops out. And so at that time my wife started driving the combine in the fall, and so otherwise it's just me and a little bit of occasional help in the spring and in the fall, just chisel plowing and whatnot. But we farm about a little over 1,000 acres, and then we have about 60 beef cows.
Sounds good. I wanted to check in with you on how things are going this growing season, I guess. How do crops look? We've been pretty dry. I think some areas did get some rain Sunday evening, so were you lucky enough to catch that rain, and how do things look?
No, we haven't really caught much of a rain in quite a while. We didn't get any Sunday night. Heard it thundering going around over to the east of us. We did get a real spotty shower a couple weeks ago, and my wife was praying for rain for us. Well, us at our house, we did get rain, but the farther away you went on the rest of our acres, it started diminishing. And I said, honey, you have to be very specific in your prayers. You prayed for rain for us, and that's what we got, rain on us at the house and fields around there. It's interesting, but that soonly, quickly disappeared, and the beans seem to pretty much be at a standstill on the white soil right now. Thankfully, half of my acres are in a creek bottom, the Coupon Creek bottom, and they're still hanging in and growing well, but the soybeans on the white soil, boy, they're just kind of standing still right now. And then our other lovely thing around here is water hemp control. Oh, my goodness. It just, that weed seems to get stronger every year. And that's been a real challenge. A lot of us had tillage escape water hemp, and by the time we sprayed, it was so mature, it just didn't do anything to it. It's really a pickle this year.
Do you think this year is worse than previous years, even though it's been pretty dry, that water hemp, you're still having pretty bad problems with it?
It seems to be. Last year I used Liberty, all Liberty beans, and it seemed like I got better control. But I will say the main problem is the tillage escape water hemp that is just, even though it's not very tall, it's more mature than it gives an appearance of. You know, by its height. And but I see lots of fields having terrible control with water hemp this year. That's the only weed I really have a problem with. I go after it, and everything else gets killed in the process, all the other weeds. So
Do you foresee that impacting your yields very much, or what? You know, what's one of the main issues that that's going to cause you?
I don't. It's never thick enough to be an issue. It's just there's enough of them that escape, and I know how many seeds they produce, and I'm like, okay, now if Liberty's not getting it, it's going to start getting resistant to that. And it's the seed bank, the seed population in the soil that really concerns me. You know, look, I'm not so worried this year, but, you know, on the impact on the yield, but how it, well, that seed bank in the soil that we've got is just, so my daughters and I don't have any boys, so my daughters and I have actually walked fields. I know that's unheard of, but last year we had a 40-acre field that is one of our problem fields, and, well, the past 3 years we walked it. And actually that is one of my better fields this year as far as water hemp control, because we did not allow any weeds in that, any water hemp in that field. So it's not fun walking bean fields, but I feel it's necessary with this water hemp is just terrible. So
yeah, well, we wish you the best of luck, I guess, in managing that. And as you said, it's seen in a lot of fields around the area and really becoming an issue. Rob, how do your corn acres look, or do you have any this year? We've talked mostly about beans. Has the dryness been hurting them at all?
Yes, it. I was doing real good there early. Had all my corn in by about the 25th of April, and, you know, thought I was really doing great. And then here came all the rain, and over half of my corn acres are in the creek bottom, and they had to be replanted. But they look good. They're just tasseling now. The lighter soil is already tasseled. You know, when the corn gets tall, you don't see those thin spots, those low spots in the field that kind of got drowned out on the uphill ground. And it looks good, but I was thinking this morning, every day this week is going to take yield off of this corn. It's just, it's not really rolling because it's more mature than that, you know, but it's this hot weather is really going to start taking yield out of our corn. Again, thankfully, I've got the creek bottom and the moisture just kind of stays in the soil down there. So I never get to hit a home run on all my acres. If it's dry, my creek bottoms do well. If it's wet, my hill ground does well. I don't ever get a chance to have real good yields all over, but at least that spreads my risk. And but yeah, I'm kind of concerned. I think all my lighter soil is already pollinated, and but it's kind of a thin stand and an uneven stand, and the creek bottom should kind of hold in there, but this heat this week is not going to be good on anything.
Yeah, well, as with other farmers, I know some people in our listening area did catch some showers Sunday evening. Unfortunately, you didn't, so we'll pray for rain for all those acres. And, Rob, I when I gave you a phone call, I know I interrupted you. It sounds like you're working on putting up a new bin.
Yeah, and kind of considering whether we'll need that extra storage space this year, but I've been wanting a bigger bin, so we're my brother's here from California, and he wondered if there was anything that he could help with, and I'm like, yeah. So we're getting ready to forming up for the foundation now, and putting up the biggest bin we've ever put up, a 42-footer. It'll hold about 30,000 bushels, so figured instead of putting up a bunch of small bins, just put up a big one. And I'm getting tired of cleaning out bins in the winter time, sweeping out bins, and I'm getting tired of moving augers filling bins in the fall. So we'll see how this project goes. But my dad and I put up bins, you know, our own bins for years. So it's not rocket science. It's just hot, noisy, sweaty work. So.
Well, sounds good. We hope that goes well for you. Rob, do you store most of your grain on your farm, or do you have some in the elevator too?
I try to store everything we have. I have even rented small bins from neighbors. I don't really like commercial storage. It always makes me nervous that every day you're racking up more charges, and so... I know there's a cost associated with your own storage, but you don't actually see those dollars. So I try to store everything we have. And I'm fortunate. I don't have to cash rent too many acres. Our family owns a fair amount of acres. My brother and my sister and my mother and my dad has passed. He passed away in 2011, but I get to farm, you know, our family's acres and my brother and sister and I get along real well and they're very, they understand and they're connected to the farm. So that really, I'm blessed in that area. And then I have good landlords for my cash rent acres. I appreciate them and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to rent their ground and I feel very blessed and I try to respect my landlords and treat their land the way I'd want to treat my own and I think it works out well for everyone. So.
All right. Well, sounds good. Rob, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with me today. Any final thoughts or anything else on your mind you'd like to mention?
I just makes me nervous this time of year when we don't get rain and some places do, and then the market thinks everything's peachy. But I know there's tons of old crop corn out there. I know that's weighing heavily on the market. I still have more than I normally do. Normally, all my corn is gone this time of year. But I can pull the trigger that one day that we had a halfway decent price on old crop, and I did sell a little bit of new crop corn, but these markets are really, really hard to deal with.
Once again, that report comes from Rob Hall of Carrollton in Greene County. In other news, Lincoln Land Community College is offering courses in ag watershed management and horticulture at no cost this fall, and registration is currently open. The free course offerings are in 8-week modules with evening hours. Courses include landscape, lake ecology, and ag watershed management. Those begin the week of August 21st. And landscape lake sampling and conservation practice systems, which start the week of October 16th. The availability of the courses at no cost is made possible by funding from the U.S. Department of Labor Trace Adjustment Assistance Community College Career Training Grant. For more information about the new Ag Watershed Management and Horticulture courses, you can contact David Bowman at Lincoln Land at 217-786-2317. And you can also visit our website, WSMIRadio.com, to hear my interview with David about the courses that are available. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.